This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We welcome back to the program. Look at who's here.
Glowing. Happy to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Nick has become such a lifetime channel since becoming a father. Yes, Rachel, you're glowing. That's the cash you're looking at that they're going to be handing out soon. Well, congratulations and welcome back. Did you enjoy your time off?
I did. Yeah, I really took some time to disconnect from everything and just enjoy and soak up being a new mom, and loved every minute, but I'm very happy to be back.
Rachel Moran from the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation and Jess Younghouse from Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union in studios here today. Now, I got to know, did Natalie bug you or were you pretty much bug free?
I was only bugged to get pictures of the baby.
Okay.
So, the good kind. Yeah, the good kind. Yeah. No, they were fine without me.
All right. Well, I don't know about that. I just know Missy was on a mission. And Natalie was very happy on Saturday night that you were back. Congratulations. Once again, by the way, you can get the full story for the big event. That's what she said, Macon County, on Saturday. Like 600 people in attendance was a huge deal and an overwhelming success for year one. Check it out. All right. So you guys, I guess maybe we should go back and explain the beginning of this before we talk about the very specific thing that we're talking about today. And Jess, you explained it last time you were here. You guys had some money come available, and I don't remember how.
Yeah. So just due to our partnership with Visa from years ago, when we first started offering debit and credit cards, that was a partnership that we bought into, and shares became available for us to get rid of. We got rid of them and got paid for them. And so that left us with just under $500,000, and our board decided to round up and make it the even $500,000. And that's when we took it to the Community Foundation, with wanting to do stuff to better our community. And the Community Foundation was happy to match that to give us our $1 million moving forward campaign.
Okay. Now, this consists of a lot of different sort of things under that $1 million canopy, right? Mm-hmm. And so today we're announcing that there's a new grant portal open, right? And what is this for?
Yeah. So the Community Works grant portal will open at 9 o'clock. This is to support projects and programs that support education, workforce development, and environmental sustainability.
Okay. So go through those one at a time for me and give me some examples of what that might look like.
Yeah. So education wise, that's super broad. I mean, really, that's any type of programming that your nonprofit or school might be doing, any supplies that you might need that support education. On the workforce development side, an organization that's helping people find jobs in the community or giving them some type of job training skills so that they can be marketable in the community. And then environmental sustainability is really anything positively relating to the environment. So anything land use, protecting the environment, pollution, energy, community gardens, things like that. And if a nonprofit has a question on whether or not they think that their project fits, always reach out to us and we'd be happy to talk to them.
Okay, so this is a big chunk of the $1 million. We're talking about $400,000. Yeah. Now, what's the funding range?
The funding range starts at $10,000 and the highest grant will be $100,000.
Okay, so just so people know, right? I mean, this isn't a $500 request. There's a minimum of $10,000, a maximum of $100,000. You have to have a 501c3 status, right? And it's organizations in Macon, Piatt, or Moultrie counties, or Paris, Illinois.
Yep.
And those are, of course, your footprint as well, right?
That's what we serve. Yep.
Okay. And then this opens at 9 a.m. today, closes on May 7th at 4:30, right? Yep. And then you'll be back like June 11th to announce the winner. So, I mean, it's a pretty tight timeline.
It is. Yeah. We usually do it that way, but I mean, it always works out, and we don't like to make the nonprofits wait very long, but we have to give them enough time to complete the application and all that, but it always works out.
Yep. Okay. I sat on my first grant approval committee for our last set, and it was a rigorous lot to get through, and it was, you know, it was $300,000 less than what this one is, so I anticipate this one being intense.
All right. And then May, we'll start all over again with a whole new category, right? Or categories?
Yes, we'll do community arts and summer camp grants in May, and also emergency services.
All right, so this is a year full of just giving away money and supporting local groups. Now, the grant process, you know, I think some people find that just the phrase daunting, right? But you guys make it super easy and work with people. I mean, they're not just left on their own to go someplace online. I mean, if they need help, you guys are there to help.
Yeah,
them.
Absolutely. I mean, it's we try to make the application as easy as possible and only ask questions that the committee would need in order to make the best informed decision. So anytime a nonprofit has a question, we really want them to reach out because we don't want them to see it and be discouraged and just not apply.
Yeah. And you have the reputation of being super easy to work with. I mean, not everyone has that reputation, yeah. But you do, which is, I think, is helpful because sometimes people have a great cause and a great thing. It's just maybe it's hard to sort of like fit it into a spreadsheet or make it make sense. And you guys are looking to fund stuff that works. So make sure you reach out. What's been the reaction from all your fellow folks at the credit union and all your branches? Are they having fun being a part of all of this?
Absolutely. So we continuously from staff about, you know, volunteering is important to them in the campus from a financial aspect, but really having an investment in making the community better is something that everybody has always really liked about Earth Mover. And that's really what makes Earth Mover stand out when people are looking for jobs and looking for a place to work. And so being able to have this for the community, but also have our staff be involved is just has been so, so wonderful on both sides of it.
Well, you know, there's so many ways in the community you can get involved, whether the Community Foundation, United Way, whatever it might be. There's something about having ownership. You know, it's nice to write a check and everyone appreciates that, but being able to roll up your sleeves and sort of be a part of things does wonders for the morale of your business or your company.
Absolutely.
And particularly younger workers, you know, they want that, right? Yeah. I mean, it's something that they look for.
It's something they truly find value in. Like you said, not just that their company writes a check to an organization that they've maybe never heard of, but that they have the opportunity to get involved and get on the ground and make that organization function.
And they become future leaders in the community.
That's exactly right.
See, it all works. Why can't either we have the literally the folks who do, certainly starting with the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation. Now, you had the photo backdrop at the theater on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Everybody was taking their like their runway shots, right? Yeah. You know, it's like the red carpet premiere. It's so much fun. It was such a great event.
Yep. And there's nothing I love more than the Earth Mover E in the background of a bunch of pictures. Well, it's awesome.
It's smart. It's just smart. And they're happy pictures.
Yes, you know,
I've always said to people, it's like, okay, do you want to just like buy an ad that runs during like drive time? People are going home and they're mad at their job and hate the world. Or do you want to be in the middle of all the fun? Right?
You want in the fun.
Yeah. What was the reaction overall from the event Saturday?
So incredibly positive. I mean, people had so many wonderful things, and one of the things that we really heard a lot was it was such a great variety. Each speaker really talked about something different. So everyone in the audience had something to connect with. And I think that was a little bit different for everyone that was there. But people are already really excited for next year. And we're really happy with the response that we've received.
It's amazing. Just from a participant as an observer, you know, some of these women, you know, we've met during the show, but I don't have any, you know, life connection with. And so I heard their stories for the first time. Some of these people I've known for 25 years and didn't know the story. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was a sort of revealing across the board in a very positive, good way. And it was all very, very different.
Yeah. I especially thought that about when Stacy got up and spoke. It was so beautiful and such an amazing, positive story of something that could have been so negative. And it just blew me away.
Yeah. Same. Exact. And there were more men there than I thought. I was kind of surprised. I'm not sure we get it, you know, the same way you get it or what the meaning of that is. I think everybody can get someone's story, you know, and be inspired by their story. But there was just a different energy in the audience for the women that were leaving the event because we were doing video reactions out in the lobby, just having people kind of like fresh, you know, right out of walking out of the theater, just talk to the camera about what they experienced. And I mean, person after person after person, it was pretty amazing to watch.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to go enjoy something. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to walk out of that thing you enjoyed being super inspired.
And that was the goal of the event, was to have women leave feeling inspired and just wanting to be the best version of themselves and just feel good. And I think we accomplished that.
Yeah, no doubt. Been a pretty good week. I don't think you guys can take credit quite for Iowa or Caitlin Clark, but it's been a pretty big week for women all the way around. All right. If folks want to get involved, they go to heartofillinois.org, right? /moving forward. Starting at 9 a.m., the grant portal will be open. Now, it's not open for a long time, so they've got, what, about a month?
Yeah, about 4 weeks to get their application in, and if they have any questions, feel free to reach out.
Okay, if you just go to the month of April, if you scroll down, you'll see the box for Community Works Grant Program has the $400,000 figure next to it, and it will give you the explanation and take you to the link to start filling out the paperwork. Now, you guys have grown a lot over the years, right? I mean, I didn't realize your footprint has gotten as big as it is.
Yeah, so, started just serving Caterpillar, then Decatur, Macon County, and then in the 90s, we stretched out to the counties that touch us, so Macon, Moultrie, DeWitt, Piatt, Shelby. And then in 2017 is when we really expanded down more southeastern Illinois. We merged with Route 1 Credit Union in Paris, Illinois. So all the counties then between here and there, they're all part of our footprint now.
Yeah, it's amazing. And when you think about 1956, I think is when the credit union opened.
1956, when the credit union opened.
Yeah, that's crazy for me to think that was like 10 years before I was born. I mean, it seems so long ago. But you know, if you grew up in a Caterpillar family, I mean, you know, that was just sort of ingrained, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that was the beginning, and then through a lot of it.
And so the credit union was in Caterpillar for 30 years, before functioning inside Caterpillar before we moved out to the branch that's on Route 48 now.
Dividend Drive. I love the name.
We got to name it.
Well, you can check it out. This $1 million given out over this year. It is an ambitious schedule. It is, I'm sure, a lot of hard work behind the scenes, but you're going to help so many folks. Please get out. Once again, kind of the parameters of what we're looking for. You've got literally workforce development. You've got education. You've got environmental sustainability. Anything that falls under those umbrellas.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. And then we'll be back, June 11th to announce all the winners. And you have until May 7th at 4:30 p.m. to get your application in. Guys, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.